Chapter 30.
Entering Charna Town Square.
I did not die, thank God. The transfer was quick, jarring, sudden. I felt like a top that had been left spinning on a table, finally settling to a stop. The ground smacked my face hard, coming up to hit me. My heart felt as if it would explode. My body felt odd, unused to the quick change from behemoth back to my normal size. My whole body felt sore, used up, lighter.
Experience earned. Experience earned. You are now level 21.
I wasn't sure what specifically gave me the experience, but I welcomed the points. I threw a point into strength and a point into durability.
You're back! You're back! You're back! You're back!
Banksy had gotten bigger. Much bigger. He undulated, dancing all around me, hopping up and down, smashing into the ground with each leap. Worm surgeons, who'd been milling about the town square, all scattered. His tongue, thick and wet and smelling of rotten garbage, savagely licked at my face. The tongue was as wide as a snow shovel. Each lick pushed me back along the rocky ground.
Ugh, stop!
Oh, Galera! My dad is back!
Stop! Okay, Banksy, stop. You're going to drown me. Holy crap. Look how big you are.
Huh? Oh, I'm level 20 now.
Banksy moved back so I could see his full size.
Clara and I went hunting while we waited for you to return.
I can see that. My pet was now about 17 feet long and almost as thick as the largest of crocodiles. Fishhook-like nubs grew along his flesh-colored underbelly. His face had gotten longer, sleeker. Two fangs pushed out of his four-pronged mouth when it was closed, giving him the impression of having an underbite.
Look what I can do now!
No!
A worm surgeon ran forward. It was Renault, the head of the town guard.
No, no, not again!
Banksy reared up, his face opening like a flower. And he smashed into the ground. In a second, he was gone, having burrowed directly through the cobblestones and dirt. The ground rumbled, and a moment later, he popped back up. 20 feet away, in a shower of pebbles and dust.
Your pet has been restless, waiting for your return.
I hope he hasn't been too destructive.
The town is already half fallen down. But if you ever bring him into Medina, you must be careful. The Office of Animal Control does not take lightly to destructive pets. You must pay for all the damage your pets do, or you risk being jailed.
Animal Control? There's an Office of Animal Control.
It is run by Brownies and Faye. They take their work very seriously. If he knocks down a single farmer's stall, you will attract their attention.
I remembered what Anatoly said about going to jail. That it had to be avoided at all costs.
That's awesome, Banksy. But, let's not do that in town anymore, okay?
Okay. It's pretty fun, though. Oh, I can't wait to do it in Guardian Hide. Clara says we're going to when you get back.
Yeah, speaking of Clara, where is she?
She's just about done with her shift. And if you plan on staying here overnight, you know the rules. Up in the tower with you.
I know the rules.
Oh, I can do something else.
Is this something we need to do outside the walls?
No, check this out. I can hold loot. Clara says there's some good stuff in here. Some you can wear. We took out an encampment.
I can see that. I poked at the pile with my foot. I noticed one of the helmets still held a bug-like demon head. These were the same demons I'd seen during the character creation process. They were the most common foot soldiers of the demon army. Renault pointed at a gray breastplate with chains hanging off both sides. The armor gave off a subtle glow I'd missed.
Most of this is junk, but I reckon that will suit you well. None of these weapons are as good as your rifle. Those knee pads will work also.
Anti-piercing plate of the spellcaster. +2 acumen. A strong field discourages projectile-based weapons from hitting home. In addition, you may cast invulnerable once a day. Spell lasts for 1.1 seconds per level of acumen skill up.
Hell yeah. Invulnerable was a powerful spell in any game. It fit perfectly. It weighed almost nothing, but felt solid. This was made specifically for worm surgeons. My acumen ticked up to 14. My soul points bar inched a bit longer.
Knee bracers of the wind. +1 deafness.
Nothing too exciting, but much better than nothing. These seemed a bit too large, but they did fit well enough as long as I tied them tightly. Plus, they looked pretty cool. My deftness went up to 12. There were multiple slightly enchanted items in the pile, but nothing that would fit me. One was a helmet too small for me, but too big for Clara that gave +5 to strength. I suspected it was very valuable. All of it we would be able to sell.
Clara kept the potions. She also got a ring that makes her small.
You took the long way home, I see.
I turned to watch Clara float down and alight in front of me. Her steampunk-style wings buzzed to a stop and folded in on themselves, disappearing against her back. She'd been busy in my absence. She'd also managed to kit herself out in armor and a new gun. The armor was a matching set, though it looked a hair too big for her, like it was designed maybe for the bird-headed plague doctor race, who were slightly larger than the Fae. It comprised of a black and gray composite breastplate, like the armor of a superhero Amazon princess going through a goth phase, replete with bracers. The bottom half was an armored, segmented Roman-style skirt that probably was supposed to go to her knees, but dropped a few inches further on her tiny form. It made her look absurdly cute and fierce at the same time. Her new gun appeared to be a pulse Uzi. Small, but it glowed red. She hung it over her shoulder like a purse. She still wore her hand blaster on her hip.
So, what was it you said? Don't worry, Duke. I'll sign you up for this torture thing, but don't worry, it's not going to happen.
Oh my god, Duke. I'd assumed you'd forgotten to change your regeneration spot. I'd assumed you'd gone back to Bast.
I didn't. For the next 20 minutes, I gave her a much abridged version of our separation. I told her of the torture, of my release by Jazz, and how I took control of Mortazgus. I did not tell her about Jenk. I left out the destruction of Kinnegad and of the death of Mortazgus. I would, but not now. Not here. We needed to be sitting down in a quiet place. I remembered what he wanted me to tell her.
Tell her you know who misses her mommy. But not to worry. She's in great hands.
There was a story there. And if it was anything like my own story, I knew it had to be terrible. It could wait. I pulled the knife of amplification from my belt and tossed it to her. Here's a souvenir. She caught the knife. Her eyes went wide when she examined its properties. It gave its owner +20% celestial prayer power, which I assumed was like soul points. It was useless to me, but I knew it would be a powerful weapon for her. If you ever need to slice someone's dick in two, trust me, it does a great job.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't know about the dead thing. I've been here for a long time. Been playing this game for a long time. I know a lot, but I didn't know about that. That must have been terrible. Holy shit. I'm sorry. But you have control of a guardian now? Can you summon it here?
No. I lied. Jank didn't know where we were. If I sent the kaiju here, it'd be as good as lighting a sign.
It's a long story. Hey, bud. I'll explain it later. What have you two been doing? What level are you now?
I'm level 23. We figured you'd be along in a couple days. I thought you were in Bast, and I figured you were going to cut your way out again, or just kill yourself and come back here. You told me about that nearby encampment, remember? Banksy and I went to go check it out. We figured we could take them, so we did. It wasn't too hard. After that, we took out a couple other encampments. You're good for finding loot. The demons keep piles of the stuff. Once we figured out Banksy could store a lot, I had him keep everything that seemed it might be valuable.
Tell him about Winky.
Winky?
Oh, yeah. She's out hunting. Hang on.
Ooh, hi, Winky!
The bat opened one eye, looking at Banksy. She growled. So, you found a familiar. It has enormous ears.
Yeah, she's a wink bat. I found her fluttering around the other night when we were coming back from our raid. They're a common pet. They don't get much bigger, but they automatically pick up fallen teeth and are good at finding hidden items. She's only level 6 right now. They fight and can teleport at will, so you don't need a pet carrier. They don't share experience like Banksy does, though. Also, they can't go deep dive with you until they hit level 15. She can't talk out loud, but she can talk telepathically like Banksy can with you.
She scratched the bat behind the ear.
You can go back to your hunt, little one. I just wanted you to meet our friend Duke.
The bat looked at me and hissed, revealing a mouth of sharp teeth.
She's my best friend.
Charming.
Oh, I almost forgot. Here, take these. The red ones are health potions. This one is an antidote for poison. This one increases your deafness for a while. And this pink one raises your charm by 5 points for a bit. Oh, and these two.
I held one vial up to the light. A tiny red demon buzzed about angrily inside, no bigger than a housefly. He slammed the glass. He saw me looking at him, and he gave me the finger.
They're specifically for you resurrection magic users. The demon inside dies when you pull the stopper. It gives you soul points or something, I guess. They're pretty valuable, so only use it when you absolutely need it.
My belt had slots for vials. I had 4 health potions, 1 antidote, 1 of the agility potions, 1 charm potion, and 2 of the soul power ones. I still had the 2 potions from Stolas the Owl Demon, but those remained safe in my pack. A distant roar caught my attention. I looked east, toward the abandoned city. My map indicated the Shrill was about 4 miles away, shuffling south through the city. I pulled up my kaiju menu. Mortazgus had regenerated earlier. He hung out in the same rocky area on the west side of the world. Orthrus skulked not too far away. The 2 kaiju didn't appear to be fighting, not now that I was no longer in control.
Summon to waypoint.
I sent Mortazgus off south toward the rift, roughly in the direction of Bast. I needed Jank to think we were in Bast, and we were summoning the kaiju to us. Once the kaiju got there, I'd have him burrow into the ground where hopefully he wouldn't get too molested by the demons. If I could get into Medina before Jank figured it out, we'd have many more options. I sighed, looking at Clara.
You know who, Mrs. Hermami.
Should I tell her? My instincts told me it would be a bad idea. Okay. Tomorrow we're going into the old city. We're going to find the Shrill, heal him, find Bernadette, the quantum mechanic lady, and we're going to get her back here to fix the damn transport gazebo.
You got it, boss.